We heard music by Lon W. Chaffin, the chair of the music department here at New Mexico State University. We heard two movements from Doors, Stone Layered Maze and Old Leaning Lumber. And that was from a CD that came out in 2018 with Jim Shearer, tuba professor here at New Mexico State, and La Catrina String Quartet, our quartet in residence. You're tuned to 90.7 KRWG Las Cruces. It's my pleasure to welcome into our studios Lon Chaffin and Fred Bugby, percussion professor here at New Mexico State, to talk about the 9th annual Warner Hutchison Contemporary Arts Festival, which is taking place next Tuesday and Wednesday here on campus. And welcome to you both.
Thanks.
Thank you, Laura.
Good to be here.
Great to have you. Before we get into what's happening at this festival, I just want to mention Warner Hutchison. He was the composer in residence here for years and years. He was here for the first number of years that I was on KRWG and moved up to Albuquerque, I think. But you want to say just a few words about him, Fred? Because I think there's probably a generation of listeners who didn't get to meet him and hear his music.
Absolutely, yeah. Warner was the composer in residence. He was also department head, I think, when the new music building, which was new in the 80s, opened up. So he oversaw that move into that building. And Warner was, I know he had a contemporary arts festival when he was in, and so that had kind of fallen to the wayside. And I worked with him for a couple of years when I first started at NMSU. And so when we started this 9 years ago, when I started it, I thought it would be nice to name the festival in his honor. And he was always really looking for multidisciplined works. He liked things that involve different forms of art. So, and still does. I talk about him like he's in the past. He's living up in Albuquerque.
Yeah, and you have certainly taken that to heart in the concerts that I've attended over these last many years of the Contemporary Arts Festival with dance and music and, gosh, I remember one piece with this massive sort of percussion sculpture on stage.
Yes, Brack Morrow, who's a really wonderful sculptor in town.
Yeah.
Really specializes in making instruments that are playable and sculptures that are playable, I guess I should say.
Yeah, that was really fun. And I mentioned before when I announced your work, Lon, just a few moments ago when we heard these two movements, that as I recall when I heard that, that also involved pictures that were projected
Absolutely.
On a screen.
Yeah. That set, Doors, was based on some photographs by a photographer out of Albuquerque, Jim Gale. Jim Shearer suggested it. Gale took a bunch of pictures, sent them to me, and we found some common images that we put into four movements of that piece.
Yeah, so it's and that's why it's the Contemporary Arts Festival, not just a contemporary music festival,
yeah,
because you're bringing
correct.
In a number of disciplines. So let's talk about these two days of festival, Tuesday and Wednesday, coming up next week. Lots of performers and very different kinds of music. Let's talk about L'Histoire, the story of a soldier by Stravinsky.
Well, L'Histoire is, I think it's an amazing piece in the repertoire,
mm-hmm.
and it really represents Stravinsky's move from his earlier phase, from his dances into the neoclassicism, and it kind of bridges that gap. And having rehearsed it, it's just such an interesting piece. And it just, you hear things, and so, yeah, that's Stravinsky, and it's such a great bridge. But we're doing it with the three narrators and dance, and so it, even though it is, you know, performed or written in 1918, it's not exactly a contemporary piece, but it still feels contemporary, and so it feels like it fits what we're trying to do with the festival.
Who will be the dancers?
One dancer, her name is Esperanza Sides, and she studied, actually, I believe she studied at the Paris Conservatory and has moved back to Las Cruces and is actually my wife, who is going to be, well, she wrote the text for one of the plays, Monica Mojica, and she will be narrating the part of the soldier on L'Histoire. Anyway, she works with Esperanza. She knew her. So.
Okay, and then the other narrators, Celeste Shearer and Ron Gillis.
Absolutely.
So, music of Stravinsky. All right, so that represents the classical era of this contemporary arts festival.
Yes.
Classical, contemporary. And then you're going to be repeating some works that you performed in the fall, and we did an interview about them, so we won't go into it in great detail, but one was a kind of dramatic music and drama presentation that, as you said, your wife, Monica Mojica, wrote the text giving the legend of the Double Eagle Restaurant.
Right.
And it's called Grave, and Lester Pack was here in the fall when
yes.
he performed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the composer. So just in a couple of sentences, tell us about that work.
Well, the piece, it's in ways, it reminds me of, like, instrumentation-wise, it's a very, very small ensemble, like L'Histoire, with narration, actually three actors again with that. It's just coincidence. But it's a very contemporary harmonies. It is very tonal, I would say. But I think the drama kind of drives the music in the piece. So very, I think Lester really wrote the music around the text. I think it was very successful in the fall, so we decided we wanted to get another performance of it. And actually, Lester and Monica are working on a kind of a postlude to it that we had hoped to do, but we just didn't have time to get that.
Well, it must have felt good for Monica, because she's, as I recall, she said on the air she'd had enough of Signora
Yes.
Maes. she was really happy to, because she plays the mother of the young man at the Double Eagle. As the legend goes, the mother, in a sort of peak of rage, murders her son and his not acceptable lover.
Yes.
And not acceptable to her, of course. And but wonderful that you're doing it again. Lon Chaffin, I want to bring you into this conversation. We're talking about the Contemporary Arts Festival next week. You're going to have a new work. Or maybe not. But
sort of.
For us, it'll be new. Tell us about it.
This is a piece, actually, as I was talking to Fred and to Mike Mapp, who's going to conduct, this piece is my master's thesis composition.
Oh, okay.
It's been performed once when it was finished in 1981. And if you want to figure out how old I am now, I was 23 when I wrote this piece back in 81, studying at Texas Tech University. But it's a piece based on a monologue. The character is Judas, and the scene is right after Judas betrayed Christ, to the time where he killed himself. This sort of mysterious time in there, and nobody really knows his thought process. But the playwright set this and sort of gives a progression of, at the beginning, Judas thought that he was helping Christ set himself up as king. And then as he goes through this scene, this scenario, he realizes what he's really done. And, you know, very remorseful at the very end of the piece.
Huh. And this is also with narration.
So. Yes. It's for one actor. And chamber ensemble, which includes winds, voices, and two percussionists. And the one actor, Judas, is going to be me.
Okay.
and the piece, it's a real interesting piece. At the beginning, the character is very confident and sure of himself, and the music is very structured and metered. And as Judas starts to lose it, the music begins to lose it a little bit. And about the middle of the piece, all meter and structure is sort of gone. And the ensemble takes cues just from the spoken text instead of directly from a conductor with a pattern and a beat. So it's an interesting piece. It's fun to put together.
Yeah.
We should just say that possibility of music having some flexibility in terms of who's coming in next and how quickly and the pauses. You see that in contemporary music, sometimes older music as well, but, you know, improvisational passages and aleatory music. Yeah. So you're following in a long tradition.
Well, and it's a little scary. For me, as a sort of a non-performer, to be up on the stage, and for the performers to be without that stability of a meter and a beat, mm-hmm. and where they have to cue off of each other and off of the text, and it's an interesting process.
You must have played at some point, or were you just always a composer?
Well, maybe always. I tell people that, you know, growing up the way I did, that I do not remember learning to read music.
Huh.
I think I was reading music before I could read words, taking piano lessons when I was 5 and, you know, that kind of thing. And wanted to write music, you know, in middle school and high school. And it's always just kind of been there. And it's sort of an itch that I have to scratch pretty often.
So what's it like to bring back a piece from your youth? Did you make any changes? Did you feel like this is just going to go as it was?
Well, the piece, back in 80 and 81 when I wrote it, there were no such things as music notation software.
Yeah,
so
right.
the whole piece, it's about 80, 90 pages of handwritten manuscript. Mm. And I decided that I would take that manuscript and set it with the computer to make a more publishable score, and from the score actually extract the parts to hand out to the players instead of having to do those again all by hand. So I made a few changes, a few voicing changes here and there, but for the most part, it's the piece that I wrote as a graduate student.
So going to be exciting to hear it.
It'll be fun. And of course, when I did it initially, I just had friends, you know, that would play. As a composer, you have to have friends, otherwise nobody plays your music. So these were undergrads and a few grad students. And so it's going to be nice having, you know, professional faculty players and performers there on stage.
And quite a lot of faculty. We should say that Simon Goyo, who's is going to be the violinist in L'Histoire du Soldat, the Stravinsky work, and then you've got the NMSU Faculty Chamber Ensemble with Dr. Michael Mapp conducting.
Right. It's actually, we have almost every applied faculty member in the department playing. I think voice, winds, percussion, brass, everybody is participating.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic because most musicians want to play new music
It's been a little bit of a challenge getting schedules because everybody is so busy, so trying to get schedules to rehearse has been quite challenged, but everybody's been great at just saying, yeah, I can do 6 o'clock in the morning.
Great. Yeah. And you also are playing a piece by Nellie Bell, Vaclav Nellie Bell, that you played in the fall.
Correct, yeah. And that was a piece that was, I think it was written in 74. And it was this piece that Jim Shear found the piece and couldn't find, it wasn't published. And so he eventually went to contacted Nellie Bell's, his widow, and she was more than happy to get him a copy of the music. And so it was a piece that was kind of lost in time. So.
Yeah, and Nellie Bell is a well-known composer, wrote a lot of band music.
A lot of band music,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
So
this is a very different piece. It's funny, when he had said that, I have kind of a set image of the band music of Nellie Bell. And this piece is really different. It's a much more mature piece of music than not to denigrate his other stuff, but it's just a very different style.
The instrumentation is a little different,
yeah, because he writes for it's string quartet, percussion, tuba, and electric bass, and piano. Yeah. No, there's no piano on that. I'm trying to go back and forth.
Too many pieces.
Yeah, too many pieces.
Well, there are a lot, and there's also a work by Robert Leatherman, and I know that name because El Paso Brass often played works by him. Is he relatively in this region?
He is. He's in
El Paso. That's what I thought.
And he actually was a student of Warner.
Okay.
He got his degree from when Warner was here.
Oh, so it's really a family affair.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. And that's a premiere. That piece is hot off the presses.
All right, so we've only got just a little over a minute left. So most of the NMSU faculty and a number of new works and older works, Tuesday night, is the Stravinsky and what else?
Like, and, how does it
Judas.
And your work, Lon Chaffin. And then Wednesday night are the other pieces.
Correct, yeah.
What time?
7:30 for
both nights,
yeah.
Admission?
We have a $5 suggested donation, but we would rather have you in the audience than if that's...
We won't turn folks away.
That's, we won't turn anyone away. Right. Well, I can say, having been to a number of concerts over the years with this festival, they are always really fascinating and wonderful music and new stuff that you've never heard any other time, with the possible exception of the Stravinsky. Well, thank you so much. Fred Bugbee, percussion professor here, on Lon Chaffin, department chair at New Mexico State University of the Music Department. Good luck with the festival. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leora.